This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter, live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, do not get fooled into cheating. I'll read that again. Do not get fooled into cheating. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 38-year-old married man, and I met a 36-year-old beautiful woman on Super Bowl weekend. She told me that she was going through a crazy divorce, and her husband was making her feel like crap. I ended up talking to her for hours and gave her a shoulder to cry on. We hooked up that night at her condo. This was my first time cheating on my wife after 6 years of marriage. So I felt really badly the next day. I thought that cheating sex was going to be better than married sex, but it came with a lot of guilt and a lot of pain. I was crazy enough to continue seeing this woman, and I went back to her condo to have sex again. She left me in the condo that evening and never came back. So I slept on the sofa waiting. The next morning, I heard someone coming in, so I got up. There was a tall white man standing there looking at me. He said I was in his condo, and he asked if I was homeless or something. I told him that I was a guest of the woman that I'm having an affair with. He realized that I was talking about his wife, and he hit me with something. I woke up in the hospital with 2 broken ribs. I allowed the hospital to call my brother, and he came to get me. The doctor explained to me that the husband thought I was an intruder, and he paid for my hospital bill because he felt so bad. That was a lie. The doctor said the guy and his wife were well known in the city and they owned several properties. The white man found my wife and told her everything. My wife believed him. I feel so stupid. Still, after 2 months, I can't believe that I got fooled into cheating. How do I keep my wife and family after this big mistake? Fooled into cheating. You just cheated, okay? You just cheated. That's it. That's all. You just cheated. How do you keep your wife and family after this big mistake? I don't know that you can, quite frankly. It's up to them. It really is. And what you do. You did so much stupid stuff in this letter. So much stupid stuff. It's amazing that you're still alive and you were able to write us. Why did you stay there after the woman left the condo? Why didn't you leave when you realized she wasn't coming back? Why is the question here? Wait a minute. I know. Because she was beautiful. That's right. You cheated because she was beautiful. Oh, and she made you feel needed, didn't she, when she told you about her crazy divorce that she was going through. Now, is that all it takes for you to cheat? I guess so. The answer is yes, because you did. You're not the first man who cheated. You definitely won't be the last. The problem is, when you gamble, that's the choice, and that's the chance you take. You could lose everything. I would hate that for you, but you brought it on yourself, and you only have to blame yourself if things don't work out for you with your wife. Some marriages can survive cheating if it stops and the people do the work that it takes to get the marriage back on track. If there's that possibility. That means rebuilding trust, of course. You betrayed your wife. Can she forgive you and take you back? Only she and God know. Steve?
Shirley, I'm so glad you threw with this letter, because Lord have mercy, you don't know nothing about this here. Shirley, I got to walk you through the male perspective, because that's what this letter is totally coming from. Now, you got something right. He's stupid. Lord, this man is stupid. Matter of fact, this is one of the dumber letters I've gotten in a while. The subject is don't get fooled into cheating. Now, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to read this letter so I can show you line by line the mistakes. Because he don't know. He's clueless. I'm a 38-year-old married man. I met a 36-year-old beautiful woman on Super Bowl weekend. Okay, first of all, how? Where? How? See, he's leaving out. This is important information, but this would further show you how stupid he is. She told me she was going through a crazy divorce and her husband was making her feel like crap. I ended up talking to her for hours and gave her a shoulder to cry on. We hooked up that night at her condo. Boy, boy. See, the subject of this letter is do not get fooled into cheating. To hook up at her condo, you had to go there. You have to get an address, and you went there with an understanding. Because if you had been talking for hours, you went to the condo not to talk. There had to be some conversation and understanding. Because if you didn't already talk to her. This was my first time cheating on my wife after 6 years of marriage, so I felt really bad the next day. I thought cheating sex was going to be better than marriage sex, but it came with a lot of guilt and a lot of pain. I was crazy enough to continue seeing this woman, and I went back to her condo to have sex again. Bruh, the subject is don't get fooled into cheating. Who fooling who? Who's fooling who? Dog, you didn't get fooled, you just cheating. Dog, in order to solve this problem you have, you're going to admit what you did. You didn't get fooled. You went there again and again and again. Now, what happened after you went the next time? You say she left me in the condo that evening and never came back. First of all, bro, let me hip you to some rules to this thing right here.
Hang on.
Don't go to nobody's house.
Mm-hmm. Hang on before you go there.
Why is she in somebody's house?
All right, we'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject of this strawberry letter, do not get fooled into cheating. That's what it is. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, do not get fooled into cheating.
Shirley got this completely right. He's done so many stupid things in this letter. This man right here, bruh, you, first of all, you didn't get fooled into cheating. You met this beautiful woman on Super Bowl weekend that you won't tell us how. She was going through a crazy divorce. You ended up talking to her for an hour. Where? How? How do you just end up talking to a beautiful woman for hours? Where? How? Like this just fell into your lap? But this don't happen every day. It was some effort made to go somewhere to talk. You gave her shoulder to cry on. And then you said we hooked up that night at her condo. You went over somebody's house? Bro, you just met this woman. And you went over somebody's house? That's like I was watching Chris Hansen on TV the other day. You know how he do them, where they'll catch those predators who are actually talking to the police, but they think they talking to some underage person.
Right.
And they
right.
go to their house. These grown men go to these children's house to do ungodly deeds with these kids, and they get busted. You went to somebody's house. I just don't understand that, man, that you don't know. And then you said, this was my first time cheating on my wife after 6 years of marriage, so I felt really bad the next day. I thought cheating sex was going to be better than married sex. Well, bruh, listen, what happens from the male perspective is that the cheating sex comes with no strings. But your dumb behind didn't know that. So now you just got strings all over this one. So now here you go. I was crazy enough to continue to seeing this woman. I went back to her condo to have sex again. She left me in the condo that evening and never came back. Wait a minute. Hold up. What? I done told you don't go over nobody's house. Now they leave you in the house and they don't come back. Here where it really got sleep. So I slept on the sofa. What? Bruh. Waiting. I slept on the sofa waiting. The next morning, dog, let me ask you something. When you slept on the sofa and woke up the next morning, yo, what was the plan to tell your wife? What was you going to say to her? That you slept on the sofa waiting and you woke up the next morning. Now, I ain't never slept that hard. But, bruh, I heard someone coming in, so I got up. There was a tall white man standing there looking at me. He said I was in his condo, and he asked if I was homeless or something. Then you said, I'm a guest of the woman I'm having an affair with. You ain't, bro, you ain't, you, your mind didn't go one and one is two. Your mind ain't go, why would you tell that to somebody you don't know. I'm waiting on this woman that I'm having an affair with. And you don't even know the tall white man. That's your suit. How stupid. You know what I would have did? He just said, are you homeless or something? I'd have said, yes, I am.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I'm going to leave now. He realized that I was talking about his wife, and he hit me with something. I woke up in the hospital. What? This man done knocked you out? Because you told him, I'm having an affair with the woman that owned the condo. He owned the condo. I woke up in the hospital with two broken ribs. I allowed the hospital to call my brother. He came. He called my brother. He came to get me. The doctor explained to me that the husband thought I was an intruder, and he paid for my hospital bill because he felt so bad. That was a lie. Well, ain't you lucky, though? See, here. And, bruh, now, you don't even understand the gift that you were given. Why did you spend the night? Because you was in the hospital with two broken ribs. That's what you gonna tell your wife. But oh no, the doctor said the guy and his wife are well known in the city and they own several properties. The white man found my wife and told her everything. My wife believed him. Yes, she believed him because you didn't have no counter. Bruh. He found her when? How long did it take him to find her to tell her? And it should have been counter to what you told her. My question is, why did you tell her you had spent the night somewhere or you wasn't home? Now, you got hospital. Say you had two broken ribs. I was robbed.
That was his. That should have been a story.
That should have been your story. So when the white man said he found my wife and told her everything that you was in the house, that's where they took you after they robbed you. You was a hostage. I feel so stupid. That's because you are.
Yeah.
Still, after 2 months, I can't believe that I got fooled into cheating. Bro, you didn't get fooled. You went into it, and you stupid. Cheating ain't what you do, dog. You need to get out your cheating business because you too stupid to cheat.
All right, post your comments on today's strawberry
letter.
How do
I keep my wife and family after losing this big mistake? Yo, you don't know how to lie. You're going to lose them.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram.
Clearly, you're going to lose them.
Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.